We are joined now by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership with our bi-weekly conversation. And ordinarily, it's a fun conversation about how you ought to go downtown and hang out, but we can't have a lot of fun today, unfortunately.
Exactly. It was a little hard to go straight into a solid marketing message when I think all of our hearts and our minds are pretty heavy right now with what happened in Orlando and how it's affecting our community.
Yeah. How is it affecting our community? I mean, we had the vigil yesterday. We've got another one tonight. We've got the one in Durham as well. I didn't mention, but Internationalist Books did one in Carrboro last night as well. So, I mean, everyone is just so affected by this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the conversations that we've been hearing is the feeling from the LGBTQ community about kind of a loss of safety, a sense of safety. And I think, you know, here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County, really, we are a very diverse and inclusive community. But that sense of that place where you can truly be yourself being violated, like Orlando, like the gay club, that just really hit home for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think it's so important that this community, Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County, and we can expand this out, Durham and Raleigh, just the triangle as well. And I was in Greensboro earlier today for the NCAB's award ceremony and saw Ron win his award, and it's a really cool ceremony. But driving back on I-40, I saw one billboard after another along the I-40 corridor. So driving through Greensboro and Burlington and into our community, that was repeal House Bill 2. Just some roofing business, I think, had a billboard that said, "We don't discriminate." Roofing company. And it was just one after the other, three of them just on the road between Greensboro and here. And that's heartening, but it's on us now as those open communities that are welcoming and friendly and fight against this mentality that led to what happened in Orlando in the first place to really step up now.
Absolutely.
As always.
I think we have to continuously send the message, but also be who we are. So send the message that we're open.
And be the message.
And be the message. It's more than just saying it. It's really embracing it and doing it. And I think that, you know, for many of us, the cisgender folks, we need to really have those conversations with each other on how we can be that message. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. Speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, so what are we doing? I know you brought in these rainbow stickers for downtown Chapel Hill, which businesses can put up. I know you go to Carrboro and every business has put up a sign that said it's Carrboro Feel Free.
That's right.
Yeah.
We put up the flags, the pride flags, all along Franklin Street yesterday. The rainbow flags that we've had and we put up often for pride and for celebrations. But we recently, we now have other flags to represent other gender identities and expressions, transgender, genderqueer, asexual, bisexual, because, you know, again, it's not just it's not just saying the message, it's being who we are, and I think that's important. Beyond the vigils, it's a time to mourn, it's a time to really reflect on the victims and their families in Orlando, but I think that we have to figure out how we go forward to really support the LGBTQ community, and it is not ever out of our scope in the economic development field, the effects of HB2.
Yeah.
Still, how long are we out from when that was enacted? Are we two?
March 23rd, so we're coming on 3 months.
I had a conversation with a downtown retailer on Friday about the effects of HB2, and she was asking if I had had conversations with other retailers. She saw a drop in the 6 weeks after HB2, a significant drop that is unheard of for her business at this time of year. And she was thinking, is it attributable to HB2? So she started having conversations with her neighbors and her friends and saying, you know, I had this drop in my business, and I wonder if it's HB2. And the response was, well, good. And she was saying, but this is a local business, and you're a local person, and you're a Chapel Hillian through and through, and you should be, you know, I know we all kind of want to punish our state in a way, but really what that effect is having, that economic effect is having on the individual employees of businesses, the small local businesses. We're hearing a lot about how it's affecting tourism significantly. And certainly the entertainment industry, you know, with Bruce Springsteen and Cyndi Lauper, that she came and performed, of course. But it's really our local folks that we have a lot of concern of how it's impacting them now.
Yeah. And you go downtown and there's so many businesses. And I was thinking about this, just going through downtown Chapel Hill and downtown Carrboro. I don't know if it's every single one, but I honestly haven't noticed any downtown that have multiple occupancy restrooms that don't have signs saying we oppose House Bill 2, use whichever one you want. Yeah. And it's ridiculous to me because, you know, they passed this bill 3 months ago on this assumption that, oh, man, man, if there are transgender friendly bathrooms and we let people use the bathroom of their choice, then there's going to be this epidemic of crime and run rampant. Well, if that were the case, then Chris Blue of the Chapel Hill Police Department would be dealing with calls every day, because you go down to Franklin Street, it's one after the other, and there's been none.
That's right.
Like, Target stores all over the country opened up the bathrooms to transgender people. There have been no incidents at all, except for protesters who are going around harassing people in the stores. They're the incidents, but, like, actual incidents in bathrooms, absolutely not. And we knew that.
Yeah.
Like, we really knew
that.
But we went ahead and did it anyway, and we're not walking it back. 50 people are dead, and we're not walking it back.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and so what can we do locally to support local businesses and get them through what is essentially this is what we talked about in 2009, when the Depression hit, and it was the worst depression. What can we do to support local businesses? This is the same thing
all over again.
It's the same conversation.
I think for us in economic development field, we want to continue to chart the impacts. I think that's really important. We have a lot of conversations that we have with people, and we've seen some of it played out in the media. But the really getting a handle on that local impact, I think, is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have to delve deeper into that. But as a community, we have to continue to buy and shop local and eat local. I mean, that is truly a community value. There is no doubt in Orange County.
We should do that anyway.
Absolutely.
We do that anyway. Yeah.
And I think that feeling of wanting to punish our own state we have to really kind of get a hold of that really support the individual businesses that we have here locally.
And especially now, because we want to punish our own state. And I feel exactly the same way. You know, I was thinking about going to the Outer Banks this summer, and I'm kind of going to Michigan instead. And I'm in trouble for this, because this was my Christmas present to Brad, and it might have to wait a year or at least a month, because I'm going to Michigan instead. But and I hope he's not listening. But, but if he's, it's okay. But you know, we good night, everybody. But we have this feeling of wanting to punish the state, but we've got to buy food from somewhere.
Absolutely.
We've got to eat somewhere. Yeah. We've got to buy clothes from somewhere. So we might as well buy them from local businesses that, you know, maybe avoid the big box grocery stores and go to the Weaver Streets and the local restaurants that are farm to table, and buy from local farmers and that have the signs on the bathrooms and support not just the local community but also the LGBTQ community as well.
And make that conscious decision. There is power in your own pocket. There is power in your wallet and where you spend your money. And locally, that is where, you know, the benefits we see play out. The local businesses, the employers, the taxes go back into the community here in Orange County, and I think that's important. And we're coming up on Father's Day, and there's lots of opportunities for local shopping for your father downtown.
So let's turn to that.
Yeah.
Since we want to talk about downtown businesses and support downtown businesses. How can people support downtown businesses on Father's Day?
Yeah, well, listen, we have got every father completely shopped for on Franklin Street. If you have a father who's a UNC fan, there's no doubt you can go to any of the Carolina Gear stores. Johnny T-shirt, Chapel Hill Sportswear, Shrunken Head, Underground Printing. And then for the stylish fathers, just recently I walked by Julian's, and they have this fabulous display for dad's super stylish of cufflinks. And of course, you can get the Old Well. But they also have the Chapel Hill. Have you seen the Town of Chapel Hill flag that has that beautiful emblem with the kind of the hill and the trees and the buildings? They have those on cufflinks.
Would I recognize it if I saw
it? Absolutely,
okay,
you would recognize
I'm not
it. The blue and green.
Picturing it in my head. Okay.
Oh, I was just totally taken by that. And
that's
I don't have a stylish father that he's retired, so he's not going to wear suits anymore.
Right.
I
don't even know what
myself.
I would wear cufflinks with, or what my dad would wear cufflinks with. But yeah, I imagine a lot of fathers out there would be would be super stoked if they got
pretty
that.
Awesome, yeah. And I think one of my favorite things, I always say this to people, if your dad is a lover of bad dad jokes, the ultimate Father's Day
this
gift
is my father.
Is to take him to DSI.
Hey.
Some local improv, some local stand-up comedy. You know, if he thinks he's a comedian.
Zach Ward will bring the bad dad jokes 100%.
And that can be like an experience. You could take your dad out to dinner, take him to DSI, show him some really bad dad jokes.
Yeah.
We have the bookshop for the bookworm dad. We have school kids records for the music lover dad. And then, you know, for the dad that's into bicycling, the bicycle chain, or we have two yoga studios downtown. Get your dad a gift certificate to yoga and go to the class with him. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of overlap there between like bicycle dad, yoga dad, bad dad, joke dad, and stylish dad.
Stylish dad.
I think stylish dad and and bad dad joke dad go hand in hand.
That's
really
right.
Well.
That's right. You can do it all together. All and then right. lastly, Ackland Museum Store for the card for your dad's Father's Day gift. They have the best selection of cards. If you ever need a good card, you can find a funny one, a sweet one, beautifully designed one, very artistic. I go there often for cards.
All right. Sounds yeah. good. So get out there. You're going to buy these things anyway, so you might as well buy them from a business
buy
local and support those businesses that support us. Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, thank you so much.
Thank you.